Welcome back to Season Sessions, where we'll take you through all the black news of the week, and you're joined with your host Ada
and your host Tanika.
Yes,
it's a new week.
It is a new week.
Do you want to know my important discovery of the week? I want to share it with the world.
Go on, because I actually had one. Go on.
Oh, it's not. It's a personal discovery, okay, but I feel like it's actually helpful though.
Go on.
So after years of like trying out every single hair product and you trying so many different things, spending so much money, I've learned that one thing makes my hair more moisturized than anything else.
Water.
Coconut oil. The original Guyanese trick.
Are you sure?
Yeah. No, I've been testing and learning. This is what I've been doing at home.
But everyone, because it's an oil.
You put it in the wet hair.
Oh, so it's sealing.
Yeah.
Right.
See, when it's soaking wet.
Yeah.
My hair's so soft.
But I think...
I don't know if it will work on all textures, but give it a go, guys.
But I think that's in, like... We do have to go back to
it's
basics.
It's in my genes. It's who I am.
But we need to go back to basics.
Go back to the ancestors.
People in the 90s had
hair
great
back
hair.
In the day.
Yeah. I don't... Yeah.
Yeah, and coconut oil is, like... I don't know. I never actually bought it myself. It's always just that.
Yeah. You can get, like, massive...
Yeah.
From Costco.
Going Costco
but
later.
I think, like, if you look, they had great hair in the 90s. They even had great hair in the 80s.
I don't know about that. Things were looking kind of crazy in the 80s.
But nobody was using heat protects. Heat protect wasn't
everyone had
thing.
That jerry curl.
As in, like, I think, like, you know, all the levels that we put in to, like, protect our hair, I actually think we're ruining our hair.
Do you know what?
Because yes. They were putting hot comb straight on the scalp,
but they is, and you they do it had, once and they were and don't touch it. That's what it is.
Yeah.
If you put your hair, do your hair, seal it or whatever,
yeah.
Put it in a bun for a week, your hair will grow.
Yeah.
And you actually notice the hair. Like, I've noticed that my hair is visibly growing
from not touching it.
Yeah.
It's about not touching.
Yeah.
It's we're so doing boring. Too much. We just have to adapt to a boring lifestyle. I've completed my first dry Jan.
Congratulations.
I'm really proud of myself.
Proud of you.
And then I thought.
Did you get really drunk?
No. And that was kind of disappointing. I thought that, health aside, that dry Jan would save me money because I would be like, you know, a lightweight.
Mm.
But then yesterday, I think I had like, I want to say I had a calm, maybe 8 drinks.
And you drinking?
It was like, it was champagne.
Okay.
So, but like, I was like, hello.
It's in you. It's like going back to the ancestors.
I was like,
it's in your blood.
That was so upsetting. It's not like I wanted to be paralytic, but
sometimes
I was like,
sometimes you do though.
I thought, I definitely felt tipsy, but I thought 8 glasses of champagne. Mind you, I didn't even have dinner, so there was no seal.
But was it real champagne or was it like?
It was.
Mm.
I had some, I think it was Dom.
Oh.
So like.
Dom's not hitting.
And I also had a cocktail, like a tequila cocktail.
Mm.
I was like, what the... And I hadn't eaten.
Maybe because you're so alcohol-free, your body just processed it super quick. They were like, I know what that is.
In and out.
Yeah.
In and out. Yeah,
just
maybe.
Peeing that right out.
Maybe. But I was like, I was almost disappointed.
Yeah, so that is a shame.
Yeah, because now, so it's still going to be expensive.
That's one of my favourite qualities about me, being a lightweight.
Like,
it's great.
Too much of a heavyweight, like it takes so much. However, some days you're just like one glass of wine and it's in my brain. So maybe it just wasn't the day.
Yeah, sometimes you have to be
I think
in
my
mood.
Anxiety is probably out trumps.
Yeah, exactly. You know, you have to be in the right mindset.
Yeah.
You can be like wavy drunk.
Yeah.
Weepy.
To be fair.
Like there's all different moods.
For context, I went to the like a BAFTA Rising Star party. And they didn't let me have a plus one, which was painful because the PR was like, you'll know somebody. You don't know who the fuck I know.
Yeah.
I don't speak to people. And also, like, this is a different crowd. Like, I feel like in some crowds...
That's like the upper echelon.
Yeah, in some crowds, I'm like, oh, I'll definitely know someone. And then in this crowd, I was like, no. I lapped that room 5 times. And I was like... At this point, my anxiety was flipped. It was like, it had actually even, it was so at the ceiling.
Just floating above
the alcohol
you.
Had, it couldn't hit me because I was like, this is now, and it was like wall to wall packed. Like when I say I lapped 5 times, it probably took me like 45 minutes to do that because it was like, you really had to be weaving through
everyone,
people.
People and their friends all talking to each other.
Like, yeah. And like, Zeddy was like, oh, just talk to someone. Yeah, let me just walk up to Emma Willis and say, ha ha, do you get what I mean? Like, yeah, it doesn't really work like that.
And no one's going to approach you because it's not like a birthday party.
Yeah, it's not a birthday party. It's not a networking party. And it's also like, I was like, oh God, this is really painful. I saw Clara Amfo for Two Hot Sex. But I'm like,
you like, mother?
But then, like, save the me. Thing is, like, I'm not going to leech onto her because I'm like, this is, you know, a busy woman.
Yeah.
So then I was like, okay. So I got to the point, I was like, in 10 minutes, I'm going to leave. This by then, is like, I had had three drinks. But once, if you're drinking for nerves or high anxiety, the alcohol, anxiety will always cancel out alcohol.
Please drink responsibly, always.
Yes, do.
But yeah.
You can understand my predicament.
Yeah.
Luckily, I bumped into the graphs. That's, and he was stunned. So like, he was almost on sailor.
That's like, and honestly, we both looked at each
other.
Grace.
Yeah, we both looked at each other. I was like, thank fuck for you. Because he was also like, I was going to leave. Because he'd been there for a hot minute. And I was like, oh my God. And then my night was saved. Uh-huh. So we were together for the whole evening.
Saw the pack pics.
Yeah. But, oh yeah. But it was really awkward. I don't think I'm ever going to put myself through something like that
I don't
again.
Think I could do that. That I would like go and horrible. Sit. I've been to events before.
Yeah.
I think I've arrived at events before you've arrived before. And then just gone to the toilet and just like stared in the mirror for a really long time.
That's it. Like, I could feel, do you know when you can feel like a bubble up of anxiety?
Like you could cry.
Exactly. Like, as in like, this is supposed to be a really great moment, but I...
Like if you trip on a step, it's over.
It's over. Also, on top of it off in the morning, I'm fucking face planted in front of everybody in the cinema. So my day was like, it was, yeah. So that's probably why the alcohol didn't hit.
Yeah, you have to go again.
Yeah, well, I'm not complaining. If you want to invite me again, I'm more, but please allow me plus a ones. Cheeky plus one. Like, because that was, because also, here's another thing. Oh God. Actually, no, here's another reason why the alcohol wasn't hitting. So the photo wall, I was like, I obviously really want a picture. I can't ask anyone to take my picture because I don't fucking know anyone. And I feel really awkward. Then I found a graph. I was like, should we go and take a picture? He goes, what if they don't call your name? And I was like, oh. I was like, that's so I was like, you know, like, have you seen those videos of influencers when they go on the carpet and they stop taking pictures?
Yeah,
honestly, that moment, like that Paloma Faith was stood in front of me.
Paloma Faith.
So to go after the Paloma Faith, I was like, if I step out and they don't take a picture, I might actually pass away.
Yeah, that would be a huge slap in the face. If you're not from the UK or aren't old enough, Paloma Faith was a singer who was big.
She's coming back out.
She was big when? I think she went to my primary school as well.
She was big like early
2009?
Oh, yeah. No, I would even say 2006.
What was her song?
Would I give to Warwick?
That was Dionne Warwick. No, it wasn't.
Hanifa, please. Dionne Warwick. Because it's called Warwick Avenue.
That's not what I meant to say.
That was Paloma Faith.
No, it was Duffy, is what I meant to say.
Oh.
For some reason, Dionne Warwick came
I don't
out.
Think that was Duffy.
It was.
Is Duffy the one that got kidnapped?
Yeah.
Oh, then maybe it was Duffy.
That's funny.
Who is... What? No. I'm sorry, I thought Paloma Faith was Warwick.
She didn't do Shark in the Water, did she?
What the fuck is Shark in the Water?
Baby, there's a shark in the water.
No, I don't know what that is. Only love can hurt like this.
Oh yeah, I don't know that song.
You don't know that song? Hanifa, you do know that song. But she came out. Her first album was 2009. What was her first
I was right.
You were right. Maybe I don't know her like that. Maybe I don't know her like I thought I did. I don't know any of these songs. Anyway.
Well, listen to Paloma. She's coming back.
At least I know her face enough to be like, Paloma Faith is in front of me. I was like, if I step out now, they don't take pictures. So I forced the graph. I was like, we have to go together. Because I actually physically couldn't go solo. I would have pissed myself. And then luckily the woman, like the check-in lady, she was like, what's your name? And I thought she was saying that to be like, oh, because they had photo shoots. So then I was like, I'm not obviously on the fucking photo shoot. But then she was like, oh, it's when it goes on Getty, then a name should be attached.
Right.
So I was like, okay, because I thought she was going to say, what's your name? Yeah, bye. And then we went together and then I blacked out the rest. But also, one more tidbit of actual rudeness, and I thought that was crazy. There was a VIP bit upstairs, which we didn't know what it was because...
It's already a private party.
Exactly. So why is there a VIP bit?
Yeah.
I was with this girl. We met this girl who works at Vogue. And she was really great. Shout out to Chill.
Was she alone as well?
Well, she works at Vogue. So loads of Vogue people were there.
Right, yeah.
But she was a young person. So she wanted to...
She was alone.
Yeah. She basically stayed with us for majority. Right. And she goes up to the security guard. And she doesn't say anything. But like, obviously, because everybody was just walking in, he stops, looks up and down and goes, why?
What?
Do you know how rude that is? I was like, there's levels of rudeness from security guards.
Yeah.
That's a whole new level.
At a BAFTA party.
Why? And she was like, and she just went, why not? And you went, no. She got in half an hour later because he changed over and she went, I work at Vogue. And they went, okay.
No.
So I was like, yeah, but he didn't even ask. He didn't even ask what your name is.
No.
Didn't even ask, are you on the list? He goes, why? That was really special. That was a new level of sass.
It's simple, but effective. I kind of rate it.
Really insulting. So rude. So rude.
Less is more.
Clearly. Because that impact, that was a... Got like
that would have I would have gone home.
Yeah.
Would have gone yeah. Looked at myself in the mirror.
And I also be like, yeah, why? Why yeah. would it be me?
Yeah, you're right.
But yeah, that was a long winded of why my anxiety has been high.
Oh, do you know why my anxiety has been high?
Why?
So obviously my sis had a baby.
Yeah.
And I set up all like the technology stuff. So I've been Googling things. So my algorithms think I'm a new mum. And I'm finding out new things every day. I'm like on my explore page, it's literally just baby infographics.
Shit. Yeah.
But not the fun ones.
Oh.
It's like
the death ones.
Like apparently some women, mothers, parents, just stink for 6 weeks.
Vaginally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it emanates out.
Yeah.
No one told me about that.
That's like...
I've also never smelled it, like on the new mums that
I think that you don't smell it. Do you know like how you know everybody smells that you're on your period?
Yeah.
It's like that.
But like sometimes it's like I smell that.
On other people?
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah, have you never? On the tube?
No, these days
I'm musty.
I'm questioning my sense of smell.
My sense of smell is so good.
Is it?
It's like probably my best sense.
Like
yeah, it's my bet, and it's a curse. It's
really
so, I can smell a banana down if there's a banana rotting downstairs.
Everyone can smell a banana.
No, like from okay, I can. Okay, I can't smell the pregnant smelly hoover, but yeah, I can smell people on their periods.
Can you
sometimes if they're
it
like
has to be seriously bad though.
if you know pad life.
But it has to be like you've had that pad on for 12 hours.
Yeah, and like on the train home. Yeah.
Oh, that's weird. I've never smelled it on other people. Feel sick. But like, I feel like I smell a whole different way from like the first day of my period to the last.
Mm-hmm. You
I feel like I smell like a walking battery.
Yeah.
It's horrible. So I think it's like that. It's like, but it's probably to the mum.
I'm not going to enjoy that. Yeah, scientifically, it's so that the baby like knows where to find the mum. The mum stinks.
Oh, so the baby just thinks you smell bad.
No, it's like that's the thing. All these posts that I'm seeing, it's just so gross.
It is minging. Like when are you going to eat your placenta? Have I asked you this before?
I think about that a lot. So no, I don't think I need to do that. Sorry, that's like eating like a period clot. That's disgusting.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. It's all bloody and meaty and.
I've seen
the placenta.
No, I'm gonna eat mine
loose. Like, have you seen it?
You can get it. You can get it put into tablets. So then you can get it. And then through the whole time when your body's like, you know, losing a lot of nutrients because of the parasite you just gave birth to, you can put it back in.
Okay, maybe
over 60 days.
I didn't realize it was like powdered. I didn't have to deep fry it.
No, yeah, no, some people do that, but you can also just like put it in a tablet. Because it's like, it's, you're not going to get any better nutrients from your placenta, apparently.
Yeah, that makes sense.
It's like, you'll be glowing.
Yeah, okay, I'll do that.
Yeah.
I've also decided from my findings on Instagram and Pinterest that I would get a doula.
Yeah, I think about that a lot.
Yeah.
A night doula.
No, no, someone to guide me through the early stages. She could stay over in the end, I'm definitely
I'm getting a night doula.
Nadia will
I think
will
about
jump
that
on board for that
all the time. Like, I'm like, sleep is the most important thing to me in life, and if I don't have enough sleep, that baby might just die. Like, so
babies
I need
do sleep a lot though.
Do they though?
Like 20 hours.
Then why are the mums always tired?
Because they sleep at random times, which is where this is where I make my money back. Because power nap for 20 minutes, crying for an hour.
20 minutes, that's not enough.
I am made for this.
No, I need...
sleep, eat.
I can't do that. No, I'm going to get a night doula and, like, you handle that, please. Please take that for me.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm also learning my mum did not do any of the safety things.
Oh, yeah.
At all.
Yeah, exactly.
Which, like, settles me.
Yeah.
Like... You can really just do what you want.
I was in nursery from 3 months old.
That is wild.
So like...
I was on my mum's back till I was 2.5.
You
my leg, I was doing
splits. My mum said, I'm getting back to work. So like, yeah. So I feel like it can work out either
yeah,
way.
Yeah, exactly. Look at us.
I'm so independent.
We're here. two ladies from different lifestyles.
My phone is blowing up.
Two ladies here.
One
in nursery.
Cuddle till two. What, me?
Yeah.
Flung to the wolves.
Make it on her own.
Oh my God. It might have been like 5 months actually. I don't know how young you can drop off a kid at nursery, but it was very young because she was just like, yeah, man, I've had enough.
My mom couldn't let go.
Which also meant I think she stopped breastfeeding at 3 months. And look how tall I am. So
see, I look at me. I am tallest
might
girl
be why
in my family.
My left side is weird.
Yeah, I'm poorly all the time. I don't know what breast milk did to me.
Maybe we're the case study.
We're like the exceptions to the rule.
Yeah, abandoned, not breastfed.
Yeah,
surviving. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't have many survival skills.
I think. Yeah. And I think I have a lot.
Yeah, see?
Not like in the nature.
Okay, I need to.
Yeah, I think either answer your phone or...
One person, you know. Look at me.
Why do you just put it on Do Not Disturb?
I did.
Anyway. How much time have we got?
Yeah, should we get into the shout outs really quickly?
Yeah, let's go.
Okay, my shout out is Pat McGrath. All her hard work on the Mason Margiela show.
Sensational.
She's doing a live thing
today.
It's tomorrow. But it's also, if you're listening on Saturday, it was yesterday. I'm sure you can catch it. But she did a gorgeous, dewy, French look.
No, it's not dewy. It was like...
Was that not dewy?
No, dewy is...
Dewy-esque.
Like, no, it's mask-esque. Not even... It's not... It's porcelain doll.
That's the one.
It's like a Victorian
China doll.
Porcelain.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's like a China doll.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And dewy is more like, you know...
It was, okay...
Like soft sweat.
Okay, I don't know words.
Because dew is what you have in the morning on the grass.
Okay. Everybody makes mistakes. I meant China doll. Anyway, I like the look.
Yeah, it's fucking fantastic.
Yeah.
And then
also, she's such a big player in makeup.
The biggest.
Yeah.
But also, did you see, firstly...
People were like, shout out to Pat. Welcome. Like...
That
was like my first
shout out
makeup.
Shout out to Margiela for putting somebody on.
No.
I'm sorry, Pat put them on. Like, what are we talking about? And also people were like, loads of people were like, they didn't know that Pat McGrath was a woman. They thought it was like an old white man, like Patrick.
Why would Patrick McGrath be making makeup for black women?
Because
in the day.
Yeah. No, because they don't see that. They just know Pat McGrath now who makes makeup. So they thought most people just happen to end up being old white men.
Yeah.
They thought that Pat McGrath. But then I was like, that also shows that so many people talk, with no knowledge.
Like we
some
wouldn't
people just be talking.
Honestly, I mean, sometimes us. But we wouldn't have all the makeup ranges that we have today if it wasn't for Pat.
Yeah.
Like front runner in representation when it comes to makeup.
Exactly. And also, it's funny, I thought it was funny that I know this, yet no care not for that industry. But the people that I see tweeting about it all the time, why is it you've only just discovered
this?
That
is what happens when you grew up on Urban Decay and Kat Von D.
Yeah, except like these are things that I just can't. But do you know what? Yeah. The things that people don't know just shock me every day. It's just like so much.
It's also like,
knowledge.
Do you not have parents that wore makeup?
Don't know. Some people's parents just get their things from Boots.
Not if you're black and dark skin back in the day.
No, Avon. Dark skin back in the day.
Avon. I forgot about Avon.
Do you know what this might be?
How did anyone get Avon?
Avon was door to door. I saw on TikTok that it was like, if your mum wasn't once an Avon lady or a Mary Kay lady, she wasn't a true baddie.
My mum was too cool for that.
I think I remember my mum had a Mary Kay phase. There was definitely Avon.
I mean, there was
house.
Avon products. I don't know where they came from. They were just like acquired from.
No, because you know,
you
like,
go to Avon parties. That's what. They'd
yeah,
be like
and
one
that, with the Avon ladies.
Friend that has,
yeah.
has a little party.
I think my mum. What she used to do, I remember this very clearly. She would say that she was going to do it, but was too lazy to do it. So she would have a bunch of products in the house.
Oh, never
and
sell
then
them.
Actually, like, getting down to sell it, she's like, oh. She, as in, like, she expected the business to come to her.
It's hard business.
Like, the people are coming to your door to knock on the door. You need to go out and sell that shit. So we always had, like, there was definitely a Mary Kay stint, but it might have been a very short time. There was definitely an Avon lady stint, very short time. And then there was, like, some aloe vera stint for ages. But then she definitely didn't sell it because we were using the aloe vera stuff for years on it. However, it did really work. It was fantastic.
It would have sold.
Like, you know, like, have a teaspoon of it a day.
Oh, I think we had some of that. It's in, like,
a white
bottle, yes, with a green label,
yes,
on it.
That was attacking the bag.
That's a QVC thing.
Like, no, honestly, and I knew that she was supposed to sell it, but then she was like, this is just bulk buying Costco. Fantastic. She didn't sell it. She was like, this is mine now. And like, when we thought it would be really great for cuts and bruises, it was really, I think that's
so we need to go back to the basics.
Exactly. And that was good shit. Mm-hmm. But yeah. Did I give a shout out?
We're running out of time anyway.
Sorry.
Shall we get into the drama of the day?
Drama of the day, the week, the year. The year is really short. Mm-hmm. Somebody actually said every day of 2024 something's happened.
Yeah.
Which shows, like, let's all slow down a bit. Mm-hmm. Every day there's been a pop-off online. But the main thing is Meg and Nikki. Now,
quick rundown.
I'm not a Barb, so I'll insult her as much as possible. However, I don't want to be doxxed. And a lot of people have been doxxed these days. Mm-hmm. But the quick rundown is that Nikki came out with a song called Hiss. However, there is history, but Megan. Megan came out with a song called Hiss, which allegedly was coming after Nikki. Nikki responded in Mania, one can only call it, manic responding.
A flurry of tweets.
Yeah. Coming for Nikki and
Megan.
I'm sorry. I can't.
Get your names right.
Sorry. Nikki came for Megan through Twitter, calling her Bigfoot, 6 foot. Hop off on your good foot.
Yeah.
Basically. Really bad bars. Like, basically, you lost it at that point. But she came back. The main insult is Nikki was pointing out Megan was pointing out Nikki's husband that's a pedo. Or at least on the sex
alleged
offender. How is it alleged?
I don't know.
How is it alleged when he's on the register?
He is on the register, and I don't think that. I just have to say it because I don't want us to get doxxed.
But he's on the register.
He's a sex offender. He's like, a literal sex offender.
And then also came for her brother that is
also a literal sex offender.
What is interesting? Because I feel like I'm gonna get all the names wrong, but you know the gist of it. What is interesting to me is that Megan never said Nikki's name.
Mm.
And the amount of pedos in the industry, she could have talked about anyone, but because you responded, now it's 100% the finger at you. Because if you're going to do a diss track about someone, you would target all the insults.
Yeah, a lot of people were getting called out in here.
Exactly. So my theory, if we're talking about or people that talk
predators,
to younger people, the clearest shot was the one to Drake. And I do declare, believe that this whole thing might have been about Drake, since Drake made a song targeting Megan when Megan got shot by Tory.
Yeah.
But because you're in the business, Nikki, and you made it about yourself, Megan just went, you know what? If the shoe fits, the shoe fits. Mm-hmm. But I don't think it might not have
the
been
shoe,
about
the
you.
The shoe fits Drake better. Much better.
Like, I don't think it might not have been about her at all. But now you've embarrassed yourself. Whole legacy done.
It's honestly, it's very, very wild to see how uncouth somebody can act and that they just get away with it.
Yeah. It's interesting. I feel a little bit sorry for her.
For who?
Like,
who? Nicki Minaj?
A tiny bit. Because, like, your kingdom's collapsed around you. To do this pre-tour, I said, ah. Like, you've lost fans that have been so dedicated to you for ages.
Has she, though?
Yeah, no. People have said that. Even, like, diehard barbs have been like, this is now a bit too far. You came for Megan's mum.
That is what, and yeah, that's disgusting. The so fans that, yeah. have been desecrating Megan's mum's grave, yeah. which is disgusting.
Absolutely disgusting. Also, the amount of doxing. Every time I go on my TikTok, it's another creator saying they've been doxed, but they're reading the names of the people that have doxed them and they're going to the police. Like, a lot of you, a lot of
you. Yeah, because it's actually class as terrorism.
Like,
so you should know that.
It's going really...
It's a shame that I used to be a fan of Nicki Minaj's music, like a big Nicki Minaj fan.
I know, yeah. I cried once when... I remember this day really clearly because my mum looked at me like I was mentally insane and looked at me like I was mentally ill. And she had a sit-down chat with me to talk about my obsession about celebrities. Meanwhile, hooker is on it. but I heard that Nicki Minaj was in Trap Center. And I was like to my mum, we have to go to Trap Center right now. This was straight after Pink Thigh Day had come out. So,
oh no, that's heyday.
Like, you know, I was cracked. And my mum was like, yeah, I can't go. Like, I have shit on. And I had a full mental breakdown. Like, I was crying. I was like, you obviously do not care about me. I need to Trap Center right now. I don't have a car. It's far. I need someone to drive me. And I was freaking out so much. She was like, I don't know. We need to have
a discussion. I'm glad that she did. That is wild. It's looking back now, that is wild.
Yeah, like, no, I get it. To be honest, that's the only time it's happened because I was never like a 1D person or something like that.
It's weird though, because you would assume that people would grow out of that, but it seems like Nicki has just gotten worse and worse and worse with it as she goes on.
People
and
grow out of things if they're never corrected.
But they are, yeah, it's true.
This is like the 50th rapper Nicki has fought with. And she's gone low every time.
And... The raps need, if you're gonna get into rap beef, you need to be coming with the bars.
This is it.
Like, I think it needs to actually, so like, back in the day, the rap beefs, we'd be waiting for them. And like, the insults would be good.
Exactly.
The rhymes would be rhyming.
Exactly.
Now it's like, it
or
sounds like.
Or T would have been dropped.
Yeah.
Like, the Pusha T Drake situation, that can go down in history because T was dropped. Obviously, like, we need to, even the Jada Kingdom and Steph one was better than this. Because at least the tea has been dropped. Like, exactly. Now we're revealing things. There's nothing to reveal. Bigfoot, 6 foot. Like, Nicki, like, Megan's only size 7. I'm a size 8, so am I.
And also, if your whole thing is like, oh, I'm tiny, it's like, oh, grow up, man. This is not 2006.
However, she's always been like that.
Yeah, but it's exactly, she's move on, move like on.
All
is
her raps one, are 5 foot, I'm like, oh, okay.
It's that one girl who's like, who thinks she's super cute and jumps on everyone's laps and is the most annoying person.
Yeah.
He's like, I mean, it's okay because I'm cute. No, shut up. Grow up.
Yeah. Yeah. I just... Yeah.
Grow up and like, hold men accountable, man.
I don't... Look,
I don't know why I'm saying that. Like,
the argument, doesn't run. If you're married to a sex offender,
exactly. No, we know what we're working with. Don't. And I think call a spade a spade. It's wild to call yourself a fan of a person who is married to a sex offender.
Yeah, exactly.
And actually say that you don't support.
Like
that.
They had a child.
Like
with
you,
that
yeah. If you're supporting them as a person, you're supporting that.
Yeah,
I would go as far as to say.
Yeah. I wonder how far this is going to go.
I hope we have another song.
I think Megan's doing the best thing possible.
Looking cute.
Megan dropped that song. She dropped that song and she didn't look back. Do you know that? That's why it makes it even worse. Like, Nikki is fighting with an empty room.
Yeah. No, she's on Spaces talking about... I had some time yesterday and I listened to her. She was on the Spaces on Twitter and she was talking for like 15 minutes. She told a story about how she had a drug test with her hair and because her hair is on. She's such a pick me. She's such a, my hair is real. But yeah, no, she had nothing to say. And no,
oh, yeah.
She just spoke really slowly to sound profound.
Or, yeah.
Anyway, yeah. In other ridiculous news, Krishan, a woman who I've only learned about her, everything I know about her is against my own will, has tattooed Blueface's face on her face. The tattoo work, I will say, the artist did a good job. It's a good rendering, but that is a wild thing to do. Right in your cheek, pretty girl like that has a man's face tattooed on her.
Tattoo
artists need to sign some kind of like ethical, moral thing.
I just like the Krishan Blueface and all the other.
Other lady who also got another lady also got her
she's
face
not even
tattooed.
The main other lady the other lady is the white one, the one that he bought a BBL for. I need it to stop. I'm so tired of it, man.
Krishan from
like
Twitter.
I'm so tired of it. It's like it is relentless, and honestly as a collective I think we lose brain cells every time they pop up onto our timelines. Like I think, and even the more that we engage with it, I don't want to engage with it. That like I feel like I'm being plagued by it.
Yeah, no, we
it's
forced
everywhere.
To engage. Do you know what it's like? You know, back in the day on MSN, you know that like one couple that would always have fights and then they would set their status to be like,
yeah,
Jack is an asshole, DM me.
Like,
they are that couple just playing. They've graduated high school. They're living life. And that is, the world is their Facebook wall.
Let it go. I can't. Mm-hmm. I can't do it anymore.
It's a mess.
I can't, like, it's too much. Do we have time?
Well, we're going to have time. Because I found this story and we're talking about it. So on the note of ridiculousness, as it loads, there's many levels to assholery here, but I've got questions about it.
Okay.
So the title is, am I an asshole if I keep asking the girl I'm seeing about her name tattoo? So I'm dating this girl and for about a month now, and the last time we got together, I noticed she had a very small tattoo on the back of her neck. I'd never seen it before because it's covered by her hair. Now, here's the weirdest thing. She has my name tattooed. So obviously, the first thing I thought was that she made the tattoo for me. Remember, they've been dating for
a
month.
Wait, sorry. I think I'm blacked out.
Okay, let me start again. So I'm dating this girl for about a month now. And the last time we got together, I noticed she had a very small tattoo on the back of her neck.
Okay.
I'd never seen it before because it was covered by her hair. Now, here's the weirdest thing. She has my name tattooed.
Right.
So obviously, the first thing I thought was that she made the tattoo after me, which would be insane given that we've only been going out for a few weeks and this is still casual. But she told me that it's not about me. It's just somebody else who has the same name, just a coincidence. I looked closer, noticed the tattoo seemed old and faded. So it definitely wasn't done recently. Either way, I was obviously intrigued. So I asked, is it someone in your family? She just said no and didn't provide any additional information. So it was clear she didn't want to tell me who the person is or was. But now there's suddenly the missing piece of information about her that I simply can't let go. So I kept asking her, was it a friend? Was it an ex? Until she lost her patience and told me it was none of my business. Am I the asshole to keep pushing her to tell me who it was?
No.
It's...
No.
I think early on.
Are you with me because I have the same name and you got that person's name?
What do you think?
My crazy brain would be like, you are seeking out, let's say the name is Sarah, and you wanted to be with another Sarah because you don't want the shame that you just have this random girl's name on your neck.
What do you think?
Yeah. That's where my brain would jump.
I think it's gonna come out at some. It's gotta come out at some point. But he also,
why wouldn't you just say? It's weirder that you just wouldn't, because
it's
now,
also her only tattoo, so it's like significant.
Yeah,
you would. That's a weird thing to just.
Sometimes when you don't just give the reason for something, it makes it worse.
It annoys me when people are like, this tattoo is secret and precious.
And I'm like, now you've built it up.
Yeah.
So now it's like you built up. Now I'm going to jump and say you've got a second family. Like, mm-hmm. Or have you got a secret Sarah kid that you haven't told me about?
True.
Because now my brain is like, just tell me. And if you say it's an ex, then, which I'm sure it is, like, what's wrong with that? People do that.
Mm-hmm.
But just say.
Would you ever?
Get a tattoo.
Of your love.
No.
I would.
I know you would. You are that type of crazy.
Not on my face, though.
No, never on my face. Like, I could.
On my butt.
I could. Or I could get, like, not a name. I could get, like, a...
Symbol
that I can palm off for something else when things go wrong.
I've got one of those.
I'm sure you do.
And it annoys me every time I see it.
Oh, okay. I don't know. However, I don't have any tattoos. I'm not a tattoo person.
It would be significant, like this one of this lady.
Yeah,
neck.
But I'm not a tattoo person. Like, I think, I know if I ever got a tattoo, I know exactly what tattoo I would get. And it has nothing to do with a person. So, and that's probably the only tattoo I would get. But I'm not like into tattoos or a tattoo person. I accept tattoos, but I do like, I like the body in its natural form.
Yeah, I respect that. I like that about you. Like, one earring, no tattoos. It's old school.
I wear two earrings.
You've got two earrings.
What do you mean?
No, as in, like, no. You've got, like, just the classic earrings.
Oh, I was thinking, like, walking around like a boy with one earring.
No extra piercings, no tattoos. It's clean.
However... Also, this is also because I have keloid skin.
Oh, right.
Okay. So there's also like the risk of it. But I do like the basic of the basic look.
Mm.
For others also. Because like, and there's one point I thought I would get my nose pierced. But then I was like, if that goes wrong and I have a keloid in my nose, I would kill myself.
Yeah, that's
I won't be able to move past it. But also, it doesn't really suit my aesthetic. Which I don't know what that is, but in my head, I'm known as she's got nothing.
Bear.
So, yeah. Anyway.
On that note, would you ever get someone's name tattooed? Why or why not?
Yeah.
Let us know.
And hopefully next week, we may or may not have a guest.
May, yeah.
It'll be a surprise for us. And it'll be a surprise for you.
See you next week.
See you. Bye.